absolutely not. The Dáil community group, acting on behalf of the public of Chrysler, had initiated a process with DLDC, that's Donegal Local Development Company, and Donegal County Council to regenerate and rejuvenate Chrysler as a village. That was done along with the NRA, who invested substantially on the main street in Chrysler. Many things were put in place, such as planted areas, car parks, bus shelters, etc., to make Chrysler a much better town or village. The money was to be paid out by the department through DLDC. The first tranche of money was paid, and it then transpired that the department's auditor deemed the project not to be under the remit of a DLDC project. This happened when all of the work was near complete, and it meant that the community group, who were the promoters working with DLDC and with Donegal County Council, were left with a bill in excess of $200,000, which they were unable to pay, which was no part of the community group's, belongings, because the work was done for the community. And it so transpired that legal action had been taken against them by the contractor because he was not being paid from the department. And yet and all, while all this was going on, neither the department nor the minister, that being Phil Hogan when he was in the county, would engage with this community group, would talk or speak with this community group, or would allow them to put their case across to the department, which is an absolute travesty, and which has left this community, and in particular this community group, the Dáil community group, absolutely beside themselves with worry, stress and anger over the last number of months. But thankfully, today the issue has been resolved, and in no small part, big thanks must go to the community group, but also to Seamus Neely, the manager of Donegal County Council, and the Kevin McGee of DLDC, who fought hard and long battles with the department to try and overcome this. And this was a department problem. It was a government problem. The department or the minister didn't own up to the problem, wasn't prepared to stand up for the good or the rights of the people and folks of Chrysler. But the county manager, DLDC and Kevin McGee and myself met with the community group before Christmas. We thrashed out, I suppose, all of the inadequacies that happened with the project, and I am happy today to be able to be in a position to advise the group in Chrysler that whilst the matter has been resolved, money hasn't been paid out but will be paid out in the coming weeks and months, and the legal proceedings will be dropped.
So is this a good news story or a bad news story for the group? What way will they be looking at it?
Well, it's absolutely a good news story because it means in two elements, I suppose, of good news here. It will mean that the project in Chrysler will be now funded, and it will also mean that no legal proceedings will be taken against the group, the Dáil community group in Chrysler. But where the sad reflection happens is heretofore, whereby the community group, the Dáil community group in Chrysler, had to wait for an extended period, almost up to 2 years, for this money to be paid out, whilst all the time legal proceedings were being taken against them by the contractor. And of course the contractor had to be paid because he had invested heavily in the work that was done there. But it should not have been the burden of the community group to burden this when it had been sanctioned by the department, but the department were not happy to pay for what the work that they had previously sanctioned. So it looks very bad in the department, it looks very bad on the government, and I'm glad that it has been ironed out. But it also, and here is the bigger problem, community groups that will be entering into projects or programs that are state-funded into the future will have to be extra careful to ensure that anything that they enter into will be supported and paid out by the relevant department, because the group in Chrysler has got stung and stung badly. Even though it has been resolved, there has been large legal bills which had to be paid by the individuals personally themselves in Chrysler. I don't think that's acceptable. I think that they should be writing to the department as well to seek redress for the legal bills that they have had to pay. And I hope that the department themselves will be big enough to admit that they have made a mistake and apologise to the people and the committee of Chrysler for the anguish and the distress and indeed stress that they've caused upon this committee and wider community in Chrysler. And I'm glad to have been part of the resolution of this debacle.